This is the Storyline Podcast, and I'm Karen Florin. Today I'm talking to New London attorney Marcy Levine Acevedo about the changes she expects now that President Joseph Biden is in office. Thank you for joining me, attorney. Would you kindly just tell us a little bit about your practice of law and what types of cases you handle?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Karen. I am a solo practitioner here in New London County. I've been practicing primarily immigration law, including removal defense and family immigration. I do criminal defense for both adults and juveniles. I also practice child protection, representing parents and children, and occasionally probate matters for involving guardianship for children.
Excellent. So today we want to talk to you about the immigration portion of your practice. And you mentioned two types of cases, removal defense and family immigration. Could you tell us a little bit about each of those types of cases?
Sure. So removal defense cases involve immigrants, usually non-citizens, who are placed in removal proceedings with the immigration court. They can be people who have never had any status in the United States, or people with green cards who have committed some sort of an offense or a violation that makes them removable from the United States under the law. So I represent people, some of them have crossed over the U.S.-Mexican border, others have come on visas, and when they are in removal proceedings, we're typically looking to apply them for some sort of relief, meaning a way for them to stay legally in the United States so that they are not removed to their native country. So that includes both adults and children.
Okay. And could you talk a little bit about the family immigration portion of your practice?
Sure. So I work with citizens and lawful permanent residents who are trying to either bring relatives into the United States legally on immigrant visas, or helping people who are already in the United States adjusting their status to that of lawful permanent resident, meaning they'll have a green card. So typically it's spouses or children or siblings of U.S. citizens and green card holders. And I've worked with people from all over the world to lawfully become immigrants and lawful permanent residents, and then eventually citizens here in the U.S.
Okay. And so since you began practicing law, things have changed politically quite drastically and perhaps started to change back again. Would you talk about a little bit about practicing immigration law under the Obama administration and then into the Trump years and now what you're looking for, expecting in the Biden administration?
Sure. So I started practicing law in 2015, and that was during the Obama administration. So I started under President Obama. At the time, things were quite difficult, I would say, with regards to removal defense. The Obama administration had put a focus on removing individuals from the United States who had committed particularly serious offenses. And so that was a period of time where ICE was doing priority enforcement to particular categories of people in the United States. And usually those were people who had prior deportation orders, who had never left the United States, or people that were convicted of, criminal offenses. So that really got ramped up during the Obama administration. And that was the first time I was practicing immigration law. So for me, that was sort of the norm. I got used to that. There were a lot of people, that were being apprehended with prior orders and whatnot, but that was the norm. And I believe the Obama administration had the most number of deportations than any other U.S. administration. And I know that's very surprising to a lot of people, but it really was, focused on priorities. And it was really just enforcing immigration law the way it was written on the books. Under the Trump administration, things progressively got more strict. There was a lot more enforcement. There was what we referred to as a zero tolerance policy under that administration. So we saw a lot less deference. Immigration officials were denying cases much more frequently, despite the fact that people had a lot of equities and positive factors. We saw asylum law get changed and limited in such a way that made far fewer people eligible for asylum. A number of policies, such as the migrant protection program that required immigrants to stay in Mexico and not being allowed to enter the United States, even while they were in the process of applying for asylum. They were deporting a lot of people, even those that had fears of persecution or had suffered persecution. And they just tried to limit the number of new immigrants, even coming lawfully into the country. And then the pandemic certainly added to that. And there's been, a ban on immigrants from Muslim countries entering. There's been a limit on immigrants coming, even relatives of U.S. citizens coming in. They tried to say that was sort of to protect U.S. jobs. And also, for protecting against the virus from spreading. But we've had a lot of people who are eligible or should be eligible to enter the United States lawfully who have been unable to do so. So the Trump administration took a drastic and very draconian response to immigration. And it really was a lot of whiplash for immigration lawyers because we were getting updates on a daily basis about the changes that were occurring in immigration, and what policy was implemented one day was being stayed or stopped the next day in courts. And so it really required my colleagues and myself to, have consistent contact to really be able to stay on top of the changes. And obviously with the new administration, the Biden administration, everybody is very hopeful. President Joe Biden has made a lot of statements about what he would like to see happen, creating a path to citizenship for 11 million immigrants in this country. Unfortunately, I think most of us know the reality is going to be that we are not going to see 11 million people getting citizenship under this administration. We do expect to see some sort of a watered down version of the proposed bill that President Biden has passed on to Congress, but we are still hopeful, and we are hoping that the attitudes in the agencies, such as the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice, are going to loosen up a little bit, become a little bit more liberal, and work with us again so that we can fix our immigration laws and make them more realistic and more aligned with what's going on in the world.
Great. And what are some of the common misconceptions that people have about immigration in general?
I think a lot of people misconstrue what is the purposes of immigrants coming to the United States. I think a lot of people think that people are just coming here to make money and live off the system. Unfortunately, in most states, these people, even if they have green cards, they're not eligible for benefits. So especially in the state of Connecticut, immigrants are really limited in what they can get. They don't qualify for Husky insurance most of the time. They don't qualify for stamps. And many of these people, I would say a good majority of the people I work with, do pay taxes. Whether it be because they have an ITIN number through the IRS, which allows them to pay taxes, or they have a valid Social Security. So, these are not people coming to live off taxpayer dollars. These are people that are usually paying taxes, but not getting any benefits. They're not able to vote. They're not able to get public assistance. They're not able to get student loans. So I think there's a big misconception on immigrants and what they come here for. A lot of people do come here because they have suffered persecution or volatility and dangers in their countries, and they're just looking for a better opportunity. Who wouldn't want to get a better opportunity in life if they were living in a place where they feared for their life every day? I think anybody would.
And do you have clients that you've told as you saw which way the election was going and the change in the administration that now are, that whose cases perhaps had been on hold that now can be renewed in any way?
I've been very conservative with what I've been telling people. It's really too early in the game to say what's going to happen. So I try to tell people to keep listening to the news, be on the lookout for any changes, because, you know, we are waiting, you know, especially the new plan for Venezuelans. There's been news about it, but we haven't gotten instruction yet. So I am telling people to keep their ears open and stay cognizant of the fact that there may be changes, but it's too soon in most cases to really be able to counsel anybody about what their options are.
And we're hearing a lot about dreamers and the parents of dreamers. Do you have any of those among your clients, and what are they looking forward to?
Sure. So I've actually recently gotten a number of people who have never had DACA before. They are not yet dreamers. They want to apply for DACA, and many of them are eligible. And so we are starting to put together their cases. But I do believe a lot of these people who are parents of U.S. citizens or green card holders or parents of DACA recipients, they are hopeful that they will have an opportunity under this administration to gain lawful status in this country. But everybody is just waiting for, you know, the news to come down the pipeline that there's been something passed. So it's going to take time, and we just need to be patient for that.
All right. Thank you so very much, Attorney Levin Acevedo. I hope that you'll come back in 6 months and talk to me about what progress has been made.
Absolutely. Anytime. And I hope I have more good news, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Take care.